season's greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about Southwest Michigan. Recently, we asked you what you want to know about climate change in our region. Today, we bring you the first story based on your responses. We received the question, what are the primary sources of greenhouse gases in Southwest Michigan, and what can we do to cut our emissions? Greenhouse gases, of course, trap heat in the atmosphere and drive global warming. In the 9 counties that make up Southwest Michigan, 2 sources of carbon emissions likely outstrip the rest. I'm in my driveway, in my car, and I'm about to drive to work. Transportation is undoubtedly a major source of carbon emissions in Southwest Michigan. By the time I arrive, I've just added close to 1.5 pounds of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, and that's for just a 2-mile commute in a car that's on the small side.
I can't believe it, but some people have 50-mile commutes every day.
Paul Pancella is a professor of physics at Western Michigan University and a member of Western's climate change work group.
Your listeners might be surprised how much personal, just people moving themselves around, is a big portion of the transportation pie.
Southwest Michiganders do plenty of driving. In 2016, our region ranked 4th in the state for annual miles traveled, and that's leaving Allegan and Barry counties out. But Pancella says that conversely,
personal transportation is definitely a place where an individual can make a significant difference.
Pancella advocates a shift toward electric cars. He says a modern electric light-duty vehicle, even one that was charged entirely on dirty coal-fired power, would emit a little less CO2 than a pure gasoline engine. And while charging stations are not yet plentiful in the Midwest,
most people don't drive more than 30, 40 miles a day, and overnight charging is perfectly good for them.
2-car households can use an electric car for short hops and a gas or hybrid car for longer drives. As much carbon dioxide as transportation pumps into the atmosphere, it's only the second largest source of CO2 emissions in the state. So what's the first largest source?
Hoist up the transformer.
In this film from the 1940s, a farm family is celebrating as a utility pole goes up on the property for the first time.
1 kilowatt hour will hoist 2 tons of hay. Kilowatt hours don't get tired.
That's kilowatt hours of electricity, of course. Generating power is still the number one source of CO2 emissions in Michigan. The vast majority of those emissions come from burning coal. But what about Southwest Michigan? The 9-county region has no coal-fired plants, though of course it's connected to the larger, partly coal-fired grid. Southwest Michigan generates a small amount of electricity from renewables, and otherwise from nuclear and hydropower and natural gas. WMU's Pancella says that gas emits about 1/4 less CO2 than coal per unit of useful energy.
From the point of view of climate change, absolutely. 25% makes a difference. That difference is important.
But natural gas plants are still significant emitters. Facilities that release lots of greenhouse gases have to report to the Environmental Protection Agency. According to EPA data, the single largest emitter in Southwest Michigan is a gas-fired plant in Covert. Its greenhouse gas contributions far outweigh any of the industrial sources in Southwest Michigan. Charlotte Jameson directs energy policy for the nonprofit advocacy group, the Michigan Environmental Council.
There was nationally a real dialogue around the need to have natural gas as a bridge fuel to renewables. I don't think that that's necessarily true anymore.
Jameson suggests that the falling cost of energy from sources such as wind and solar means that it's time to fully transition toward renewables. Michigan utilities are coming up to the state's 2021 deadline to use 15% renewable energy.
And we should be able to hit it fairly easily.
But while Michigan's making progress on renewables, scientists are warning that the world needs to move much faster to reduce carbon emissions. In a recent report, the United Nations found that globally, CO2 emissions must be cut almost in half by 2030 to avoid catastrophic warming. Here's the Michigan Environmental Council's Jameson.
What that report made very clear is that we need to be doing much more renewables and we need to be doing it much more quickly if we're going to do our part to stave off the worst of climate change.
In short, transportation is likely to be a major source of greenhouse gas emissions in Southwest Michigan, and making electricity contributes as well. other sources, such as heating homes and making industrial products, also figure in. Research has shown that globally, the dairy industry has a sizable impact on methane emissions, but no one seems to have charted this yet in Southwest Michigan. As for cutting emissions, we'd do well to embrace renewables as fast as possible and to drive electric cars powered by that clean energy. You can share your questions about Southwest Michigan at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.